following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
O'Reilly. Don't waste time and money this holiday season driving all over town in search of the perfect gift. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and purchase gift cards. They're available for any amount and can be used at the store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly gift cards take the guesswork out of Christmas. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
He's
it.
He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. And
this concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. We're back in studio. It's been a while. State football, Husker lunch, Thanksgiving. Hope you got your fill. Hope you enjoyed the weekend. And we've got plenty to talk about here as the week gets underway. The final few days of November and then, can you believe it, into December. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson. Glad to have you along on this Monday. A lot has happened since we last sat in these seats. And, Daddy, how did the holiday treat you here?
Treated me good. Treated me real well. Got to watch a lot of football, I guess. That was kind of the highlight. Things slowed down a little bit over the weekend. Some good football, some not real good football, as evidenced up in the Division II ranks for UNK. But nonetheless, it was a good overall weekend.
We'd love to hear from you. Anything that may have happened over the weekend, anything that may have happened over the last week, from the state playoffs to UNK to Hastings College, where their men are winning thrilling basketball games. We're going to track down Coach Creech and get him on the program. Today on the program, Matt Tate from the Lawrence, or excuse me, from
Lawrence Journal.
Yeah, Lawrence Journal World, and also Mike Babcock from Huskers Illustrated. Yeah, I feel for Turner Gill this morning. I mean, he just got shafted. I mean, yeah, they could have won a few more football games, but Lou Perkins, who they went through this whole ticket scandal, he was didn't turn out to be a great guy, hires Turner, and then he's out the door. Well, the new guy doesn't want Turner Gill, and he's like, I mean, I don't know the guy, but it's like a Steve Peterson. Well, this isn't the guy I want, so I'm going to get rid of you. Now, it's not 9-3 or 10-3 versus, you know, this is 2-10, but you can't give somebody 2 years and expect him to turn around a program that was left in shambles. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk with Mike about the Huskers' first run through the Big Ten, and they get ready to go bowling, plus UNK. I guess, Daddy, outside of the wind, the word, I guess, that I just keep coming back to is frustrating, and I would have to think that that would be the feeling for every member of the coaching staff and all of the players on that team, because they know they're better than that, but the ball just pops around. And what the one thing that hurt them, one of the two things that hurt them all year long, killed them on Saturday.
It doesn't matter if you give Fort Lewis the ball five turnovers, they're going to be beating your ass, let alone a playoff team in the Sweet 16 that's got a quality offense. I think this team, we played 10 times. I think Kearney beats that team 8 out of 10 times. I think Kearney, man-on-man, the better football team than that. You give them the ball five times, and you know, obviously you go out and you throw the ball right to them. They return it for six, score on short fields. The punt can bounce 159 different ways. It chooses to bounce right back into our guy trying to get out of the way, hits an elbow, they fall on it, score. I mean, just one of those days, but you're right. Turnovers killed this team all year long. They couldn't hang on to the ball. I know if you're coaching staff, if you're Daryl, you don't want to make a big deal out of it and start having people concentrate on it and make a big deal out of it. Practice, people start thinking about it. Then they cough the ball up more. But they got turnovers all year. On a normal season, this team would have been minus 48 in turnovers on a normal year. Now, the defense went out and got, I think they might have been negative 8 or something on the year.
Well, it was one of the top takeaways and one of the top giveaway teams in the entire country in Division II. And let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line, because I've still got more thoughts on this UNK playoff game. Well, let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
We got Mike from Gibbon.
Mike, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Well, we're here.
I got a couple questions about games yesterday. One of them involves the Kansas City Chiefs. Why in the world does Todd Haley kick the field goal when he's down 13-6?
And on a great drive, one of the best drives of the game, by the way.
Best drive they had the whole game, and he kicks the field goal. He's still down 4. He still needs a touchdown. Why didn't he go for it? I mean, Todd Haley, I'm not sure if he's really a coach or not a coach. And the other one was Leslie Frazier with the Vikings. They're down 24-14. He needs two scores to win.
He went for it on fourth down.
He should have went for it. I mean, he should have kicked the field goal to get him within 7, but he went for it and didn't make it. So then he's still down 10. I don't get it. How do these guys get paid such big money? A simple decision like that, I don't get it.
Throwing the great effort by Dwayne Bowe at the end of that game last night, going up for that ball, trying
that
to make something happen.
And their defense just played lights out. They played a great game on defense. And then to have the coach, I don't know. I know that Tyler Palko's not a great quarterback, but that was their best shot. It was their best drive. They should have went for it. And he kicks the field goal, and they're down by 4, so they still need a touchdown. It's crazy.
I think you're absolutely right on both accounts. Everybody, when we were watching the Vikings deal, everybody's saying, 2 scores, and you got Toby Gerhart, and you think, well, just hand the ball off and blow some people up and fall into the end zone. The running back never even got started. He was tackled 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Thanks for the phone call, Mike. I think you're absolutely right on both accounts.
Well, and Colin Cowherd going crazy this morning on the San Diego-Denver situation where you toss, sweep it, and lose 5 yards on the play, and instead of a 47-48-yard field goal, you end up with a 52-53-yard field goal, which they barely miss. And then Tebow is king again.
Yeah. Didn't everybody realize with 4 minutes left what was going to happen when you let them hang around,
the whole game?
You've got to take and give, you know what, everybody's giving Tebow and saying divine intervention, oh my gosh, it's Tim Tebow time. No, it's the defense's time most of the day. Without that defense, this team isn't winning ball games. Tebow's getting a lot of the credit. The defense playing their asses off as well.
And let me throw this out to you. Chris Johnson finally had a game yesterday. Still, a couple times lack of effort. But everybody wants Andy Reid out in Philadelphia. I think Andy Reid's going to end up going just because he's been there so long. Hey, San Diego got rid of a coach that got him to the playoffs all the time. Philadelphia, when you get rid of Andy Reid, and I don't know, maybe there's one or two coaches out there that you can bring in that you're going to hit a home run with, you're going to be going the wrong way. All right? Your players aren't playing. Your players stink. And to be yelling for his neck, it's incredible. And
if DeSean Jackson isn't one of the players that stands out as you want to punch him in the face every time you see him.
Alligator armed a touchdown yesterday. No wonder he doesn't get touchdowns. The effort. He just drops ball after drop ball after drop ball.
Watched Dwayne Bowe go up last night.
Changes number 84.
I know where you're going. I saw it. I got you. I think you're exactly right.
I don't want to get too far on the NFL here, though. And folks, that's fine. Come on, keep on chiming in here. We're going to talk to Mike Babcock about the Huskers. We're going to be talking about the Kansas situation, going down to the Lawrence Journal World with Matt Tate joining us in the second half of the program, just after the bottom of the hour. Tomorrow on the program, Daryl Morris will be joining us to wrap up UNK season. We're going to kind of start transitioning into hoops. Lance Creech, we're going to track him down later in the week. Andy Markowski of the Husker Sports Network. I'm going to be honest. Outside of seeing a little bit of the Oregon game, the women are undefeated. They've beaten two ranked teams on the road. The men are 4-1, and they were tied with Oregon with under 2 minutes to go. And
crap call, too, by the way.
Whatever you want to say about the competition. But and you know what? I made the comment. If Nebraska's going to do the same schedule and end up with the same record and all that kind of thing, I'd much rather see 83-75 than 52-44. It's just a more entertaining brand of basketball, and it will bring more athletes. And he, like a Bo Spencer, he's going to be a one-hit wonder. Everybody says 1 year and gone. But there you go. Maybe you can get some kids in like that. That's what they have to have.
Doug, they're doing some great things. The difference between Nebraska basketball getting played at home, they're still Nebraska basketball. The officials still realize they're Nebraska basketball. No other place. You go to Wisconsin and you pick your Big Ten. I mean, you go back to say A&M if you're in the Big 12 still trying to transition over. Any of those teams that you're trying to be like never would have got a call like they got in the middle of the lane against UBell. They're going to go up for two. They're going to go up two, 75-73, I believe, at that time. Instead, mystery whistle, 30 feet away from the ball, this way. They never were in it after that. Nowhere else that has a basketball reputation at all is that call made, period.
Well, the bad officiating isn't just in basketball. We can't even find football officials that know how to mark off 5 yards. Saw it in Lincoln. You know, it's first and goal outside the, you know, it's like at the one. There's a 5-yard false start and the ball's sitting on the 5-yard line. What? Not the nose, it's on the 5-yard line. So there's so many things out there. We'll talk about the Huskers in a minute, but I do want to bring this up. And Tony, you have been to way more UNK football games than I have been. So I want to ask you this. I go, it's windy. This is the first time, this is history. And you were expecting to win. And you were, I get that part. You were expecting to maybe continue on. I mean, there was talk that this team, the way it's set up, possibly would be in the Final Four and even have a chance, if they got out of this region, to go to a national championship game. I know that's far. It wasn't as far-fetched as it maybe sounds.
As it was at halftime when it was 31-0.
Yeah. to not have any of the students come back for that playoff game is an embarrassment to the Loper student body. And there is no other way to say it. UNK's core group of students live within an hour to 90 minutes. Okay, I get it if you're a freshman. But what? I mean, you go home, you never come back. I mean, when you're a freshman, you go home and all your buds are still coming back. But you're a sophomore, a junior, a senior, a graduate. I mean, you're still going to school here. Tony, how many fans were in the student section? Less than 50.
I was going to say 13.
Maybe 20?
No, you're exactly right.
It was an embarrassment. The biggest game in Loper football history. And you can't find a way to come cheer on your team?
I think, Doug, the crowd overall was an embarrassing deal. I mean, I know the wind blew 60 miles an hour. Wasn't that great a day of football. There's 16 teams left playing football in all of Division II. They were one of them. Where the hell were you people at? Get out and support them.
It was bad.
The volleyball team plays in the Elite Eight, and you get more people there than there were for the football game. And that's not a shot at Rick Squire. I think it's great. It's a great product he puts on the floor, too. That's one of the best 16 teams, and there's more people at Elite Eight volleyball tournament than there is at the football game. That's a problem. We're such a great football fans that support our local kids. Where were you at?
Exactly. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Love to hear from you via the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Armor Lining. You've been beat up maybe this fall, out of the harvest. Take your vehicle in and get it ready to go so that the rust doesn't get into the dents over the wintertime. Go to the Dent Popper on the Bricks, downtown Kearney. Our email address, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Urban Meyer in at Ohio State. That'll be interesting at Media Days, playing Ohio State. Ron Zook started so well and lose their last six, including to Minnesota, and pretty much get tromped on Saturday.
Still bowl eligible, surely will not get a bid, will they?
Well, as you go to the boys on ESPN, the very...
I mean, who would want them in a bowl game, really?
Here it is. It's the first one. The R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. They have Illinois playing Louisiana Lafayette. Woo! Let's go! And that brings us to Trent. Does Urban coach the bowl game since Luke Fickell is remaining on the staff? Ohio State projected to play Florida. Now, that would be classic in the TaxSlayer.com Gator Bowl. No. So Nate says, so we should just plan on Herb leaving in a few years when things go south, but what will his excuse be? He's running out of them now. Gill out of Kansas.
See, I'm more on the turn. I mean, he's getting $6 million, which I just shake my head at, too, and we're going to talk to Mr. Tate about that. Looks like Mike Leach.
Oh, God.
Looks like Mike Leach is the leading candidate, the only candidate they want right now.
We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, and we'll see how Daddy's selections did this weekend. I know I didn't do good in pigskin pick'em, although I was the coolest and the best Husker picker ever. Back after this.
Hurry into Lowe's for Black Friday savings now through Monday. Get incredible values like an 18-volt DeWalt drill for only $99, a savings of $80. Also, save $50 when you buy a 14-gallon ShopVac wet dry vac for just $29. For these and more great Black Friday values, shop Lowe's. Or shop at Lowe's.com and get free parcel shipping through Monday. Better hurry, supplies won't last long. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11/28.
I'm Ryan Russillo, and I like to talk about sports. Specifically, I like to talk about the Heisman Trophy. And because I work for ESPN, everyone gets to hear my opinion, which is good for you because I'm never wrong. For some reason, though, Nissan seems to care more about what you think. Nissan has one official Heisman vote, and they're giving it to you, the fans. So go to officialheismanvote.com and make your opinion count.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Monday night, it's an NFC battle in New Orleans when Drew Brees and the Saints take on Eli Manning and the Giants. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of Westwood One Sports. Join Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Fouts and me live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at the Superdome. The Giants need a win to snap a two-game skid. New Orleans is looking to pull away in the NFC South. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
The Giants and Saints on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across our area today as temperatures top off up in the mid-50s for a high. Winds will also shift to the north in the afternoon, about 10 to 15. Will then drop off to 22 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Don't forget, get online and vote on our poll question. The ATS Hot Topic is who wins the Big Ten Championship game, Wisconsin or Michigan State? Wisconsin about a touchdown favorite, Tone.
Wisconsin. Russell Williams gets retribution. Wilson. Russell Wilson gets retribution, period. They're a better football team than Michigan State.
Daddy angry.
Well,
you need to relax.
Well, you know what? I can relax in a recliner from Bruce Furniture. Maybe that's what a lot of people were doing during the Loper game. Damn it, Mike, you're getting too comfortable with recliners.
Well, Mike Bruce, what are you going to do?
Well, it's Christmas time. They're waiting for you. Plus, there's no after-sale add-ins or add-ons, no fine print like those other stores. Go in there. They'll tell you what that piece of furniture has cost you. Boom, out the door it goes. With you, you want it thin? They'll move it from their showroom to your vehicle immediately. They'll have it delivered even later that day if that's what you want. If it's not what you want, they'll deliver it whenever it's available or whenever you're available to get it. No big deal. Plus, they got a trial period for you. You get it into your home and think, man, I wish I could have got the brown one so they went with a little different color. No big deal. They'll trade it out for you. Don't have to remove your old furniture as well. They'll do that for you before they haul the new stuff in. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. Check them out. Great Christmas specials going on now.
Levante David, the Big Ten Football Player of the Week on defense, co-defensive player of the week, Nebraska's first conference defensive player of the week. And to talk a little more Husker football, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Daddy, seriously, who do you think is going to win that Big Ten championship?
When I saw the spread, I was shocked because I thought it'd be 28.
28?
And just for your information, Oklahoma State, a 3.5-point favorite over Oklahoma. I don't know where we can find this out. Maybe you probably have this. I want to know the last time Oklahoma State was favored over Oklahoma. Mm. But we'll talk more about that in just a little bit. Mike, all this coaching news that came out today, no surprise Ron Zook's out. No real shocker that Urban Meyer's coming to Ohio State, which will do nothing but, put a little spark into the conference, even give it some more notoriety. But Turner Gill out at Kansas, and I guess this morning nobody's shocked by any of those. I want to start with Turner Gill. We're going to head down to Kansas in our next half hour on the show. But, boy, Turner got a bum deal. Is it just the AD wants somebody different, or can you really lose a job in 2 years?
Well, I think the AD thing is probably significant there because that's not the AD that hired him. Obviously, Lou Perkins did, and so you're the new AD, and you look at it and see what Kansas has done the last two seasons, or hasn't done, I guess. And you look at the record, and you probably just base it on that. It's like, we've got to go a different direction. It's going to take some time, so. Let's get on with it here. But I feel badly for Turner Gill, a great human being, and I think a good football coach. I don't think 2 years is long enough to establish a program. But again, I think the athletic director is probably looking at it and saying this wasn't my guy anyway. So. I'm going to make a move.
Well, I think you're right. I don't think the athletic director gave up 43 to Texas, though, and 70.
No.
A myriad of other plays. The defense was just remarkably terrible. Looked like Cosgrove all over again.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, Akron's coaching staff out the door, too. No shocker.
I called that one at the beginning of the year as well, Mike. I see into the future now.
Mike, one thing that got a little play in some of the print over the weekend is Bo saying it's not all about championships after it was all about championships. And I like that. I mean, I like the it's about championships, and that's what we want. And I think at the beginning of the year, everybody thought this team had a more than 75% chance of playing another football game this Saturday, but they didn't. I want your impressions of what you thought the first trip through the Big Ten was like for this program.
Well, I think that the line football is football, that applies certainly, but there is a transition, there is an adjustment that you have to make going into the Big Ten, and I think that Bo approached it in the right way, never made any excuses, never it was basically that football is football kind of thing, but preparing for all these different opponents is a significant task, I think, and so. Our expectations for this program were that, Nebraska would be in that Big Ten championship game. I think that was realistic. And I think that that's, the standard that it has to be held to. But by the same token, we probably shouldn't feel it hadn't been a successful season because Nebraska didn't get to that championship game. Because, nine wins, 9-3, the thing that probably sticks with everybody is that two of those losses were fairly lopsided on the road, and then the Northwestern thing is just that's a killer right there. That you should not lose to Northwestern at home, if you hadn't lost to Northwestern at home, Nebraska probably would be in the position. Well, it would be in the same position that Michigan is, with the possibility of playing in a BCS bowl. So Nebraska was that close, but didn't work out. And again, I think the transition to the Big Ten was probably more of a significant thing than people thought it would be.
Mike, I think you're correct, and I think Nebraska fan loses sight at 9-3 that we come back with the biggest comeback in school history against Ohio State, and then the Northwestern deal. I think you're absolutely right. But I think those games reversed. Ohio State beats us. We beat Northwestern. 9-3, looking back at the way the schedule was, I contend we go back to summer. The first thing fans said is, holy smokes, look at that schedule. They didn't do us any favors there. That's going to be a tough one to get through. Then, of course, as football got closer, everybody thought we were going to be 13-0 and winning a national title. But, I mean, I think 9-3 is about, you know, in hindsight, really, you can flip-flop a couple games, but we're still 9-3.
Well, yeah, and you know, going to Bo's comments after the Iowa game about it's more than winning championships, I think, you know, I don't think that necessarily represents a change in his attitude. I mean, I think his attitude is that we're playing for championships, and that's the standard that we want to be held to. But I think that in a position that he is, he was trying to remind people of what we should know already, is that there are other factors involved in getting this program going in the right direction as well. Expectations on student-athletes and all the other things that go into having a successful program, I think it all comes together. The bottom line is to win a championship, and that should be the expectation, and that is the fan expectation. But when you say that, as a fan, when you say that's my expectation, that is your expectation, and when you don't get into a position where you can play for the championship in the championship game, then you're upset. And, I think people got pretty upset about it, you know, that they had that expectation Nebraska was going to be in the championship game. Nebraska didn't get there, so now people are upset. It's that instant. We got to have it now. You know, we don't want to build a program to get to championships. We want it right now. And you know, look how long it took Tom Osborne to be successful to the degree that everybody expected, which was to win a national championship. It took him 22 seasons to get there. Bob Devaney didn't win them right away, and in fact, people were circulating a petition to get rid of him before he kind of weathered that storm, then came back and won the back-to-back national championship. So you hold that out there as the goal. Once you accomplish it, there is no other goal. That has to be the goal, but you have to have some patience. You got to build toward that, and I don't think 4 seasons is a sufficient time to build for it any more than, you know, our earlier discussion. Turner Gill had 2 seasons, didn't get it done, he's out. So it's that instantaneous success, but I think Nebraska's program is going in the right direction.
Well, $6 million certainly eases the pain for Turner.
yeah. But when you're a competitive guy like that, you know, I don't know that you necessarily can measure it in terms of millions of dollars. But, yeah, that's from my standpoint, that would ease some of the pain.
Christmas would be a lot easier. Mike Babcock is with us from Huskers Illustrated. You know, and Tony was one of the guys that talked about this. Everybody's talking about Chattel's article. And I'm going, we've been saying that on this show all year, is that they bring out, well, you know, as you said, it's always easier in hindsight. What was expected from Tim Beck in the first year as an offense? I mean, the pieces have to come together. You got such a young quarterback. You replace all those defensive backs, which ended up being a big problem. Michael, I'll say right now, I've already heard the Husker rumblings here a little bit. What happens when we lose Lavonte David and a couple of these other studs? We got anybody on the way?
Well, you know, I guess we'll find out in the spring. I mean, that's the thing. People always there's this one mindset that you're always looking at. You know, you're always looking down the line. So we barely get off the field with Iowa, and we're talking about Lavonte David. Now he's the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week, and he's a finalist for the Butkus Award and so forth. Like, you know, there are things to happen yet. Nebraska has a bowl game, but already people are like, okay, well, he's going to be gone. Now what's going to happen? Well, we'll find out in the spring and again in the fall. You know, that's where the preparation is. And that's where the expectations come in then suddenly. So now are we going to put the expectations lower because Levante David is gone? I mean, that's you deal with that on a consistent basis in college football. Every 4 or 5 years, you're turning over guys. You would hope that there's somebody in the system. Right off the top of my head, okay, David Santos was a guy who came in here as a freshman and probably was in a position where he might have played had certain things fallen in, you know, one way or the other. Maybe he's a guy that steps up. Maybe Trevor Roach is a guy that steps up. Maybe Will Compton continues to improve the kind of development that he showed. He steps up. You know, we'll find out those things in the spring, but, you know, that's to me, that's the mindset that we're talking about here. It's always like, okay, well, Levante David is a really good player. What's going to happen when he's gone? Same way with Big Sue when he's gone. What's going to happen? Then it was Crick, and, you know, Crick obviously missed half of his senior season, but you're always going to lose those guys. That's the nature of college football. You have to feel like the system is set up to develop guys, and so, you know, I think there'll be guys. Will there be another Levante David? No, it's not. Probably not. I mean, that guy's set a pretty high standard. But there'll be people that will step up if you feel like the program is again moving in the right direction, and I think it is.
Fair enough. Mike Babcock from Huskers Illustrated joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, I'm gonna throw you a couple Nebraska fan curveball questions. Okay. I'm gonna go back to the Washington game, where it looked like our offensive line really gelling well. We knocked some people off the ball. Brandon Thompson played in that game, a lot of that game, never saw the field again the rest of the year. Courtney Osborne doing some good things, didn't practice apparently well one Tuesday, and never saw the field the rest of the year.
Stanley Jean-Baptiste comes in, makes maybe one of the plays, if not the play of the year against Ohio State. Have you heard his name in the last month?
Never sees the field again. What Nebraska fan says, what the hell's going on?
Well, if I had a good answer for that, I'd probably be making a couple $100,000 a year being an assistant coach somewhere. that wouldn't be all bad. But, here's the thing. In the case of Thompson, what we've been told, and I think there's some element of truth to this, he's had injury problems. There have been some injury issues with him. Courtney Osborne, we kind of got mixed response there. Bo said that he's had some injury problems. Corey Raymond said it was basically what have you done for me lately kind of thing. And basically, I think Courtney Osborne lost the job to Damian Stafford. I mean, I think that's what happened there. And Jean-Baptiste, I mean, I think he has a bright future. I'm not sure how to explain exactly why they put him in the situation that they did when they did. It seems to me like it would be that was more the surprising thing than the surprise that he hasn't played since then. I mean, I think he still has a lot to learn. And so when they put him on the field initially, remember, everybody was saying, well, how does this work? The guy started out the season as a wide receiver, and now he's in the starting lineup at cornerback. I just think that they had some issues there trying to get that thing settled, and he was part of the settlement on that issue. But then once they felt comfortable with Andrew Green, basically, Green was the guy that handled it. But, you know, in the long term, I think Jean-Baptiste is going to be a good player. But there's a transition period that he has to have moving from wide receiver. It wasn't just as easy as snap, you know, put him out there and let him go and figure he was going to stay out there. The one guy that surprised me the most, I guess, was Corey Cooper. I mean, he came in as a safety. You kind of projected him as a safety. They moved him to cornerback. He started that one game, then he's been playing special teams basically since then. But again, I don't see these guys in practice, so I don't really have a good answer for you. And I've just talked a lot here and really haven't answered your question.
You sound like a radio guy. running for governor, Mike Babcock joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Michael, Brad Edwards, Mark Schlabaugh, they whichever bowl they go to, everybody's saying South Carolina right now. There had been some rumblings that Arkansas was out there. I will say that I don't need Arkansas this week or this season. Let's let them go to the Cotton Bowl and play K-State. But South Carolina and the old ball coach, Nebraska needs to get a win in a bowl game again. Your thoughts on what that could be, if that's what you're hearing, and what kind of potential matchup that might be?
Well, yeah, I'm kind of hearing either Capital One or Outback Bowl, mm-hmm. Outback maybe South Carolina. I think there's a little bit of uncertainty there. I guess we figure since Cotton Bowl and Jerry Jones and his connection with Arkansas, I haven't been on that Arkansas team that Nebraska played in the 65 Cotton Bowl or whatever, that Arkansas would go there. I think there's a possibility Arkansas could go to the Capital One Bowl and Nebraska could end up playing Arkansas. Probably don't. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think Nebraska wants any part of Arkansas, but the old ball coach, that'd probably be a pretty good matchup. I think those teams, I think South Carolina and Nebraska have kind of mirrored each other to some extent. I think that'd be a very, that'd be a good matchup. But it's going to be a tough go any way you look at it. Nebraska is probably going to play a Southeastern Conference opponent, so might as well be South Carolina as anybody. And not a lot of history with South Carolina. Not a lot of history with the old ball coach, but kind of a good memory for Husker fans there, that national championship demolition of the old ball coach's team. But
that was too bad.
Yeah. People were pretty ecstatic about that. But that's probably, if you were a betting man, even for entertainment purposes only, probably matching Nebraska and South Carolina would not be a bad bet. That's probably going to happen, and probably in the Outback Bowl.
Fair enough. Mike Babcock. Mike, we appreciate the time as always. Great to get your insights. Enjoy just a couple weeks off here, would you?
Yeah, I will, Daddy. And now, who did you say was going to win the Big Ten championship game?
Wisconsin.
Okay, Wisconsin.
Pesky Badgers.
And do you think it'll go right down to the wire? Is that what you said?
It should go right down to halftime when they score again.
All right. I'll check it out.
Michael, thank you. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Anytime.
Take care. Should have asked him who he's voting for the Heisman. You got to get that done in the next week. Can't wait for these championship games. I might be leaning towards one of those SEC guys. What do you think?
You think?
Mike Babcock joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Yeah, everything I'm seeing, we heard South Carolina, Georgia, and Arkansas. So we heard all of that going on. So that was awesome. We'll see what happens. But it is definitely going to Florida. I mean, the Big 12 is not in charge of this anymore.
No, I think you're right. I think South Carolina's a fine matchup. I think Nebraska stand a chance. Arkansas... You're looking at 50-7.
Well, they got way too many wide receivers. All the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney. Also, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We'll be back to talk a little Turner Gill and what's going on at Kansas after this.
Where would you rather watch football this weekend? At your mommy's house?
Go, go, go! Touchdown!
Wow! Football is my favorite show!
Maybe with your snooty neighbor.
Cheers!
You spilled my apple tinny all over the duvet.
Or you could go tailgating with real football fans at Buffalo Wild Wings and enjoy an endless supply of delicious wings and ice-cold beer. Heck, you can still bring mom.
Touchdown!
All right!
Go tailgating at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hey, Goldie.
Yes, Greeny.
Did you know that Capital One is in its second year of the Capital One Cup?
Oh, yeah. Look, tell me a little more about that.
Well, Goldie, the Capital One Cup recognizes the best men's and women's Division I athletic programs in the country.
Wow, Greeny, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, it is, and this is better. Capital One annually awards $200,000 in scholarships to the best men's and $200,000 in scholarships to the best women's programs.
All right, how do I find out how my Fighting Irish are doing?
Easy. Go to CapitalOneCup.com and vote for the Capital One Cup impact performance at ESPN.com/Capital One Cup.
The holiday season is upon us. That means turkey dinners, snuggling by the fireplace, late-night Christmas lights, and quality time with friends and family. Here at the Midway Auto Dealerships, we enjoy the very same things and understand your time this holiday season is more valuable than ever. And that's why we're committed to our exclusive Midway hassle-free advantage. Our lowest price on every vehicle every day, 1 year free maintenance, complimentary vehicle history reports, car washes for life, the largest selection of vehicles in Central Nebraska, and much more. At Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, our goal is simple. Save you time and money this holiday season. Whether you're looking for a quality certified pre-owned or a brand new vehicle, be sure to save yourself time and money by experiencing Midway's hassle-free advantage. Home of the big city discounts and selection without the big city hassles. Visit the Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across our area today as temperatures top off up in the mid-50s for a high. Winds will also shift to the north in the afternoon, about 10 to 15. Will then drop off to 22 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now it's 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Go to the Dent Popper inbox, simmer down. Schedule will favor Nebraska in the next couple of years. The Huskers will get to that championship game. Ohio State will probably have sanctions. Penn State will be down because of their situation. It will get better. Yeah, that's great. The other teams will suck, so that means we'll be better. What?
I don't know. We've got more time to talk Husker football, and we'll get to that. I don't know that the talent's getting a whole lot better.
Yeah, Nebraska's going to have to find some places, and they need some talent as well going on at Kansas. And who knows if they had any that they were developing. You have to say that there is, but Turner Gill and his staff sure didn't get any time to do anything with it.
Now Matt Tate from the Lawrence Journal-World joins us. Matt, good morning. Thank you so much for giving us a minute. I know you're busy.
Good morning. Yeah, no problem at all. Thanks.
Matt, was this inevitable? Did folks that cover Kansas know this was going to happen when the season started, midway through the season? When did you know that Turner was going to be done?
It really started to become pretty obvious right after the Kansas State game. That was on October 22nd, so we're talking, you know, 5-6 weeks now. And the main reason I think it elevated after that was because that's such an emotional game for the fan base. You know, that's 2 years in a row where K-State put 59 points on KU, and the biggest thing there was that it was just, when you look at the talent of the two teams, didn't look all that different. In fact, the biggest question around here has sort of been, if you switch coaches, if you gave KU Bill Snyder with this roster and you gave Turner Gill to Kansas State, what would happen? And, you know, it's been a bunch of different answers. A lot of people have said that KU would be a bowl team if Bill Snyder was coaching this team. So that was really where it started to come to a head. And from that point on, it just, you know, he didn't do anything on the field or really even off the field to prove to the people here in charge that that he belonged here for another year. And I think it was about cutting their losses and not digging this hole any deeper.
Obviously, Lou Perkins was the one that hired Turner Gill. New AD wants to make a splash. There seems to be one name out there. Are you hearing anybody other than Mike Leach?
There's a lot of guys on the list, but, yeah, I think that Mike Leach is absolutely the top candidate right now. He's the favorite. He's the name that everybody wants, the fan base. And he's certainly a guy they're going to go after. There's a lot of reasons he would be a good fit here. I mean, obviously, you hire a guy like Mike Leach, he comes in right away, and you probably sell out your season tickets. So, you know, just as far as energizing a fan base that's really checked out and unfortunately has become used to checking out. I mean, this is nothing new at KU. Football's been a struggle here forever. Even though Mark Mangino had things going well, you know, it didn't last there either. So you put a guy like Leach in charge, and it immediately brings the fans back and the interest back, and, you know, nationally too. KU becomes kind of a player. It would definitely be a splash, like you said.
Matt Tate of the Lawrence Journal World joining us here on Doug and Daddy's show on ESPN Radio. Turner never really was a popular hire, was he?
No, I think most people were pretty skeptical from the beginning. The biggest thing, you know, everybody heard about his character. I think everybody appreciated that was a guy, you know, who had good character. But the problem, I think, was, you look at his record at Buffalo. Yeah, he had a good run out there, and he did a good job turning around that program from a one-win program to a team that, you know, could challenge for a bowl. But he still came here with a 20-30 record. And, you know, I think when you're a fan base and your AD hires a guy for $2 million who has a record like that, it doesn't get you excited. And that was a bad place to start. Then you come into his first game, and he loses 6-3 to an FCS opponent in North Dakota State. Didn't do any favors for him there. It just seemed kind of doomed from the beginning, really.
Okay, if I'm a plumber in Lawrence, Kansas, busting my butt 60 hours a week, and I'm a huge Jayhawk fan, does it upset the regular guy that they're giving this guy $6 million on his way out the door?
Yes and no. I mean, I think it's been a popular joke around here that people say, hey, I'd love to be really bad at my job for 2 years and then have someone pay me 3 years' salary to go away. But, you know, at the same time, I think people here, at least to some degree, want football to be successful. They want football to be something they can be proud of. Obviously, it'll never reach the level of basketball here, but that's not to say they don't want it to be consistent and to be a bowl team every year. And so I think it was just so obvious to people that this change needed to be made that I don't think people are too worried about the money. I don't think people are hung up on that at all, even though it's an incredible amount, and it's just hard to believe, that's for sure.
How quick you think something could happen, Matt?
I think it'll happen pretty fast. I think it's possible you could see something this week, to be honest. And I'd be shocked if we don't have something by the end of next week. I think that following Friday is December 9th. That's kind of been the date that I've had ever since I realized this was going to go down. I think something by then, interim coach Reggie Mitchell, who, you know, good friends with Turner, worked with him. He's taken over the program now, and at least in the interim. And he said this morning in a conference call that coach should be hired within 10 to 15 days. So, you know, that's an official word, but I still think it'll probably happen faster than that.
If it's not Mike Leach, give me two names that are on the future list or whatever you'd call it.
Yeah, another real popular name, Larry Fedora from Southern Miss, a guy that's just a grinder. You know, he's been a successful high school coach, and then he jumped up to an offensive coordinator, I think, at Oklahoma State and had great success there. And he's done well at Southern Miss, and he seems to be a guy that's ready for that next step. He was on the list the last time when they hired Turner, so a name that's very familiar around here. And, you know, he'd be a good hire, not a sexy name, of course, but a good hire. And then I think you've got a host of assistant coaches. Mark Stoops, who's the defensive coordinator at Florida State, obviously a Stoops brother. That name's going to get people excited. He may be ready for a head job. And then another guy in that same list, Brent Venables at Oklahoma. You know, guy's been wildly successful there, and just sort of been waiting his turn. So he's another guy that would be an option if they want to go the assistant route. I think they're going to, you know, they're going to look at a bunch of guys, other head coaches too, Kevin Sumlin at Houston. I mean, there's a long list of other guys that will get looked at, but I think, you know, they'll go for broke at first.
Matt Tate of the Lawrence Journal World. I know this is probably a tough question, but do you think Turner lands on somewhere as an offensive coordinator, or what's going to best suit his coaching abilities? What will be his next stop?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think I don't see him as a coordinator. I just think I think he was a little in over his head here in terms of what was required, and I think that would probably hold true in a coordinator position. He's never been a coordinator, so. A little bit of a stretch there too, but I think that he'd be a great, you know, running backs coach or quarterbacks coach and recruiting coordinator. I mean, the guy's magic with kids. I mean, he goes into these homes. He got KU into living rooms that they would have never got into. Didn't always land the guys, but he looked at some of these lists and, you know, gosh, it was incredible to see that KU was on a list of finalists with, Florida, Ohio State, you know, these guys. So, He got in the living rooms, and he didn't always land them, but, gosh, he's really good with the kids and really good with their parents. And, you know, he could be very valuable to someone as a recruiter, no doubt about it.
$6 million, one of my next stops would be Fiji, but that's just me.
Yeah, that's the thing. He doesn't have to go anywhere for a while. He can sit tight and do whatever his heart desires.
Well, maybe we'll see him in a local establishment having a meal here in our area, since that's where the Mrs. Gill is from. So,
wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me.
Matt, we'll let you get out of here. I know you got the news conference to get to, so we appreciate you giving us a few minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN. Take care.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, guys. Anytime.
Matt Tate, Lawrence Journal World, talking about you can't say shocking, but the firing of Turner Gill, and boy. They want to make a splash. Doesn't Mike Leach have baggage?
Apparently not enough to energize a fan base. I mean,
and if you paid Turner that, how much you got to pay Leach?
Apparently, money they got plenty of it. Apparently, I would be surprised if you go back to the beginning of the year, and you look at and you look at the offensive, and you're looking over your program, your pluses and minuses. The defensive coordinator, I think sometime this year you had to sit down with the AD and say, I got to let, whether he's my buddy or not my buddy, you can't let. I mean, when Bill Callahan wouldn't cut ties with Kevin Cosgrove, he got the axe. I mean, this defense has been an embarrassment the whole year. I mean, as a person, I really like Turner Gill. I'm looking at the defense as just a regular guy looking at the defense, not knowing who the coach is there, going, holy smokes, they suck on the defensive side of the ball. There's no way to sugarcoat that. You go up and down this 42, 66, 45, 70, 47, 59, 43, 31, 60. You're not playing in the RMAC.
That wasn't Baylor or Texas Tech every week, was it?
No, it was not.
We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Turner Gill has issued a very brief statement. Says, I would like to thank the University of Kansas for the opportunity to be its head football coach. On behalf of our staff, I want to thank the players for putting their heart and soul into this football program the past 2 years. I hope nothing but the best for all their future endeavors, both on and off the field. And that is the entire statement. I know what they're hoping for at Kansas. Get somebody hired. It's basketball season.
You're right. As we move on, this is now our time of year.
And this also puts to rest, don't you think, that Turner Gill would ever be a coach at Nebraska?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. With the holidays almost here, the last place you want to be is at the post office. Traffic, people sending more letters and gifts than they will all year. The lines will be ridiculous. Avoid all of that. Use Stamps.com instead. With Stamps.com, you buy and print official U.S. postage. That's right, using your own computer and printer. Everything you do at the post office, without having to be in line behind GERT, you can now do right from your desk. Print postage for any letter or package the instant you need it. And if you're a small business, it looks so professional. You never have to go to the post office again with Stamps.com. I use it, so do my friends. It's easy. For a limited time, get a special offer. when you use my name, Colin. No risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer, includes a digital scale that calculates the exact postage for you, and you get $55 of free postage. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, top right side of the page, type in Colin. Stamps.com, enter Colin. The holiday season is the worst season at the post office. Use Stamps.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories the true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. For all your insurance, Buffalo County Farm Bureau is all you need to know. The Tri-City store will be on the road this weekend for a pair of games at Fargo Friday and Saturday night. The Nebraska volleyball team will host first and second round action in the NCAA tournament Thursday and Friday. On Thursday, Kansas State plays Wichita State at 4:30. The Huskers will play Jackson State at 7, with the final at the NU Coliseum Friday night at 7 o'clock. The Hastings College soccer teams play in the second round of the NAIA National Tournament in Alabama later today. The top seed Hastings men play St. Xavier of Illinois, while the 15th seed women play second seed Azusa Pacific of California. The Nebraska men's basketball team will host Wake Forest Wednesday at 8:15 and play at Creighton Sunday. The Nebraska women are at Georgia Tech Wednesday and host Texas Pan American Sunday. The UNK men and women will be at Western State Friday and Colorado Mesa Saturday. The Hastings College men and women will be at Doan Wednesday and host Dakota Wesleyan Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across our area today as temperatures top off up in the mid-50s for a high. Winds will also shift to the north in the afternoon, about 10 to 15. We'll then drop off to 22 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now it's 43.
I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Right. Nolan says, wake up, guys. He's talking about us. UNK. Ooh,
sorry, Nolan.
Yeah, it says UNK students get into regular season games for free after paying their activity fees with tuition. Students aren't interested in paying for tickets and coming back to school on Saturday morning to watch a football game for a couple hours. They're more interested in mom's home cooking and hanging out back at home. Plus, it's Thanksgiving weekend. I don't know about you guys, but I had a house full of family on Saturday, and as bad as I wanted to leave and go to the game, I also had to remember that Christmas is just a few weeks away, and Mrs. Claus said she wouldn't get me any presents if I left her alone with those people.
Well, bring
take
those
people
to the
with
game.
You. Really disagree with that one, Nolan. I'm sorry. I mean, if you're a football fan, you go to the game.
No doubt. You go.
Support
your buddies.
So far, it's a once in a lifetime deal so far for UNK. Hopefully, it'll happen again. You get to play at home and playoff game.
Yeah,
win it.
I hope people would be excited about the last season in the RMAC and moving into the MIAA and the team rolling up these other teams. And I think you'd be excited about UNK athletics when they're especially doing very, very well.
Well, the crops have all been taken down, Daddy, and we know that some folks are happier than others.
Well, some folks are worrying about recovering your lost production. They can show you a picture of what the electric center pivot does. It's called Spoken People. It doesn't distribute the water evenly. Ask them at TNL Irrigation. They'll provide you a copy of that. They'll show you the picture of it. They'll shoot you an email of it. You'll see what it does for you. When you see that, you're going, man, that's costing me in my pocketbook. That's why I need to look at the TNL difference. TNL Irrigation, proven technology that works. Call your local TNL dealer today. Get online. They've got it. TLIRR.com or call them 1-800-330-4264. I think it's simple. If you're losing money, You want what works for you, and that's T&L Irrigation. They want to work with your farming operation to provide you the most profitability for your operation. That's what the T&L difference does. Ask them about it today. TLIRR.com. The choice is simple. T&L Irrigation.
It's a great day to be a Jayhawk.
Poor Turner. The day that he was hired not that long ago, and what was Turner going to do while he was there?
Here are our top priorities. Recruit, beat Missouri, recruit, win the North, recruit, win the Big 12. As we all know, in most cases, you win the Big 12, you're playing for a national championship, and then we're going to recruit.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Monty says, talk about irony. Fat Man Gino gets axed for abuse of players. They hire Turner Gill to fix their image. Now they want Mike Leach, who was fired for abuse and insubordination. Gotta love college football. Yeah. That's what I said. He's got baggage. Cans don't care. They want to win.
Everybody wants to win. You know, I don't think you'll find a better person out there than Turner Gill. I mean, there's a lot of good people out there, but Turner Gill, certainly one of the very good people out there. But I'm going to tell you right now, Doug, winning a national title, I mean, there's just some schools that I understand that you can hit a 10-team parlay in the NFL. I understand it's possible. Win a national title at Kansas in football, I think it's a stretch. I'm sorry. To say that, you can't really believe that.
Well, they were close. They were ranked, what?
Seventh.
Well, they were in the top five when they played Missouri, weren't they?
Well, they finished the year seventh in the Orange Bowl. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That happens once out of every 80 years.
I'm
just saying, I know you're fired up when you get hired of a nice job like that. Great.
Delusional Husker fan says, with all the firings of head coaches lately, I'd like to offer up Barney Cotton, who hasn't developed one single lineman in his career as line coach for the Huskers. Oh, it just keeps on keeping on. Noah Keller, Kearney High grad, getting ready to play in a MAC championship against... Who the heck are they playing?
Western Michigan?
No.
Good
Lord. Toledo!
The Mud Hens.
He'll be playing Toledo. He's been named the Conference Male Scholar Athlete of the Week.
15 tackles versus Bowling Green.
Yeah, but he's got to be smart to win that. Well, majoring in pre-med.
Pro football doesn't work out. I'll just become a doctor.
Life is tough. But they're going bowling. It just kind of depends on where. They could play Northwestern. Or, let's see, which other one did I see here? Depending on whether they win or Utah State in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
I will effort Noah and see if we can get him on this week.
I know
week.
It's a busy week, so let's see if we can get there. More
is that
email.
Saturday? When is that game? Championship. You got that information?
I got that right here for you, Tony. Northern Illinois is a 3.5-point favorite over Ohio, and they will be playing that Friday evening.
Northern Illinois or Toledo?
Oh, Northern Illinois. I said Toledo. Northern Illinois. Sorry. Okay. Northern Illinois, Ohio. Northern Illinois, a 3.5-point favorite. Friday night, 6 o'clock Central Time.
Okay. Perfect.
Playing Ohio. Okay.
We'll see if we can get him the next day. And let him concentrate on football the rest of the week.
Colin from Hastings says, guys, now that I have this email, I'm going to email all the time. In regards to the possibility of
Welcome
Andy,
to 2011.
Well, maybe he's got... an email that they can't track.
Fair enough.
In regards to the possibility of Andy Reid being fired, it's just time. The guy is arrogant. You say it's the player's fault, but this team is poorly coached. Best rusher in the league in McCoy, and he gets 10 carries? Are you kidding me? Also, their defense stinks. Wonder why? He hired an offensive line coach to be the defensive coordinator. That's his fault. People say be careful what you wish for when getting rid of Reid. What's the worst that happens? We miss the playoffs or lose in the first round? Well, that's the same thing the Eagles have done the last three seasons. Just speaking as a frustrated Eagles fan.
I would go back on Andy Reid's side there, and I'd say, how many carries you want me to give LeSean McCoy? We were down 47-3. We had to play catch-up.
And he got Vince Young. They sold the farm on Michael Vick, and that was
his
a bad
really
deal.
His line have a broken collarbone.
That's right. That's what they say.
Unbelievable.
Why?
Because he's my coach in both leagues in our little fancy deal.
Well, that T.J. Yates, come on.
Is that who it is?
Yeah, North Carolina. They won yesterday. Speaking of winners, how'd you do this weekend?
5-5. Got up to a great start. 4-1 in the college. Went 1-4 in the NFL. 5-5. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What do? You get out 4-1. We're going hot and heavy yesterday. Just run the deal right into the ground. Sorry, folks.
Jim says these lame excuses for people not attending the UNK game. He goes, I left Omaha Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to get to the game and watch what was the implosion. But he was at the game at least. How did we do in our selections, Merritt?
Very poor, but not like that's different than any normal week.
Well, no. I'm losing a whole lot of ground to you clowns. That's the problem.
Another 8-2 caller. That's all I got to say.
Jason, who joined us live at our Husker lunch at Cunningham's, went 8-2 and absolutely destroyed us. I went 3-7. Daddy went 6-4. But I was closest on the tiebreaker, so that's worth 7 points. That's worth 7 points right there. A couple of other things before we get out of here. Our buddy Bob Hamer, and I saw one of his tweets or posts on Facebook somewhere this morning. He just going nuts on this volleyball thing, how Nebraska
got jammed up pretty good.
Well, yeah, but how in the hell are they the number 2 seed? I know they won the Big Ten, one of the best volleyball conferences. I get that. Maybe that whole Northwestern thing was a debacle, but you lose. I just didn't see them getting the number 2 seed. But they do, and Nebraska will be at home. And now that the NCAA's got to love this, they can send Big 12 teams here all the time now because – what's the deal? Kansas State, Wichita State will play in Lincoln Thursday at 4:30. Then Friday or Thursday at 7, Nebraska plays Jackson State out of the SWAC.
Well,
and then the final will be at 7:00 on Friday. And when Nebraska, and I will say if Nebraska, for a very rare opportunity, because I don't think this team's going to go very far.
You've been down on them all year, and then they go off on a great run, and you wouldn't have given them.
I've been down on them all year.
You didn't expect them to be that good, so you're just going to go with that.
If they don't go to the Final Four.
Well, I don't think you expect them to go to the Final Four in that bracket. The USC coach said if this happened in men's NCAA basketball, there'd be rioting in the streets.
Yeah, because USC and Hawaii are there. They have to go to Honolulu.
Cal.
Cal's in there, unseated Cal, which is incredible. Yeah, Nebraska would probably play Cal in the Sweet 16, I'm guessing, even though Pepperdine got the better seed.
Yeah. Well, Russ Rose saying we got to beat them sometime.
Forget that. Unbelievable weekend for the Hastings basketball teams. Charles Ferguson hits a three-pointer with 3 seconds remaining in overtime to give Hastings a 106-105 win over 11th-ranked McPherson Saturday afternoon. That was after a two-point win on Friday. And the women, they are 7-0. They beat 17th-ranked Sterling College, and they both play at Doan. The soccer team just getting ready to play. The men are taking on St. Xavier of Illinois, and the women will play the number 2 seed in the country, Azusa Pacific, at 1:30. So the women have a lot tougher run there. Don't look now. The Storm have won 3 of 4, and they won yesterday against Sioux Falls 4-1. They head to Fargo this weekend. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, among our guests, UNK head football coach Daryl Morris and Andy Markowski of the Husker Sports Network. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We want to thank our folks that joined us today, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Matt Tate from the Lawrence Journal World.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.